ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 13, Text 55, Dhritarashtra quits home. Vigyanat mani samyojya chetragya pravilopya tam brahmani atmanam adhare katambaram ivambare vigyanatmani samyojya chetragye pravilapyatam brahmanyatmanam adhare Gatambaram ivambare Vigyanatmani samyojya Chetragye pravilapyatam Brahmanyatmanam adhare Gatambaram ivambare Vigyanatmani samyojya Chetragye pravilapyatam Brahmanyatmanam adhare Gatambaram ivambare Vigyanatmini samyojya Chetragye pravilapyatam Brahmanyatmanam adhare Katambaram ivambare Vigyanatmini samyojya Vichagye pavilapyatam Pamani atmani atmare Katambaram ivambare Vigyanatmani samyojya Vichagye pavilapyatam Brahmani Atmanam Adhare Katambaram Ivam Matajis Vigyanatmani Samyoja Chetragye Pravilapyatam Brahmani Atmanam Adhare Tambaram ivambare Vijnana Purified identity Atmani In intelligence Samyojya Perfectly fixing Chetragye In the matter of the living being Pravilapya, merging, tam, him, brahmani, in the supreme, atmanam, pure living being, adhare, in the reservoir, gata ambaram, sky within the block, iva, like ambare in the supreme sky.
In the supreme sky.
Translation. Dhritarashtra will have to amalgamate his pure identity with intelligence and then merge into the Supreme Being with knowledge of his qualitative oneness as a living entity with the Supreme Brahman. Being freed from the blocked sky, he will have to rise to the spiritual sky. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The living being, by his desiring to lord it over the material world and declining to cooperate with the Supreme Lord, contacts the sum total of the material world, namely the Mahatattva. And from the Mahatattva, his false identity with the material world, intelligence, mind, and senses is developed. This covers his pure spiritual identity. By the yogic process, when his pure identity is realized in self-realization, one has to revert to the original position by amalgamating the five gross elements and the subtle elements, mind and intelligence, into the Mahatattva again. Thus, getting freed from the clutches of the Mahatattva, he has to merge in the existence of the Supersoul. In other words, he has to realize that qualitatively, he is non-different from the Supersoul, and thus he transcends this material sky by his pure, identical intelligence, and thus becomes engaged in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. This is the highest perfectional stage of spiritual identity, which was attained by Dhritarashtra by the grace of Vidura and the Lord. The Lord's mercy was bestowed upon him by his personal contact with Vidura, and when he was actually practicing the instructions of Vidura, the Lord helped him to attain the highest perfectional stage. A pure devotee of the Lord does not live on any planet of the material sky, nor does he feel any contact with material elements. His so-called material body does not exist, being surcharged with the spiritual current of the Lord's identical interest, and thus he is permanently freed from all contaminations of the sum total of the Mahatattva. He is always in the spiritual sky, which he attains by being transcendental to the sevenfold material coverings by the effect of his devotional service. The conditioned souls are within the coverings, whereas the liberated soul is far beyond the cover. Vijnanatmani samyojya chetragye pravilapya namam brahmani atmanam adhare gatambaram ivambare. Dhritarashtra will have to amalgamate his pure identity with intelligence and then merge into the Supreme Being with knowledge of his qualitative oneness as a living entity with the Supreme Brahman. Being freed from the blocked sky, he will have to rise to the spiritual sky. Om Ajnanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, an important sentence in the purport. The Lord's mercy was bestowed upon him by his personal contact with Vidura, and when he was actually practicing the instructions of Vidura, the Lord helped him to attain the highest perfectional stage. In other words, Srila Prabhupada is pointing out that this yogic practice is very difficult, to amalgamate the mind beyond the senses and into the Mahatattva and beyond the Mahatattva, merging with it. This is said in Bhagavad Gita to be extremely difficult. But by the mercy of the devotee of the Lord, in this case, Vidura, his instructions, his vani, Dhritarashtra remembered. There are two types of association with the spiritual master. There is the vani and the vapu. Vani means his instruction or vibration. And vapu means his personal association. Srila Prabhupada pointed out several times, and in his own life, he only had association, vapu, with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada 5 or 6 times. But the instructions that he received from Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, he kept as his life and soul. Srila Prabhupada said that I am always associating. He is always here with me, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, by his instruction. So also, in our case, in Srila Prabhupada's case, in Gaudiya Math, there were so many devotees who had vapu, personal association with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta, far more than our Srila Prabhupada. But after Srila Bhakti Siddhanta left this planet, instead of following his vani and taking his vani to heart, they argued and fought with each other, even taking each other to court for 40 years over how the Gaudiya Math should be managed. Whereas our Srila Prabhupada, he took those instructions, the vani of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati told him in one of those few meetings, Amar ichu chilu kichu bai karano. In the simple Bengali, if you ever get money, print books. In his first meeting, he told him, Srila Prabhupada said he was a follower of Bhai at that time, said he was a follower of Mahatma Gandhi. And Srila Bhakti Siddhanta instructed him that you are a learned man. You've studied the English language. Go preach this Krishna consciousness in the Western world. Srila Prabhupada took that to heart and was planning all his life, making arrangements to go to the U.S. and Europe to preach Krishna consciousness. And at the age of 70, who can imagine? At an old age, not to offend anyone in the room who is nearing or is already 70, but at an old age, Srila Prabhupada came to the West, taking the vani of his guru to heart, and preached Krishna consciousness all over the world, from New York and beyond. And he instructed his disciples, don't stare at my feet. Go get me my slippers. Don't be so concerned with the vapu. Be concerned with the vibration, the vani. And we see, Srila Prabhupada made 5,000 disciples. Sometimes they say 10,000. But at least 5,000, 4,000 to 5,000. And after his departure, now, there are maybe 250 active disciples of Srila Prabhupada. After Srila Prabhupada left the planet, so many devotees left. because they didn't understand, not to offend, but because they didn't take to heart the vani, the instruction, and they thought that Srila Prabhupada's vapu was gone. We couldn't have vapu anymore, so it's over. And they left to go engage again in mundane activities. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada states, Anya bilasita sunyam, jnana karmari anabrita, anako yena krishnanu silanam, bhakti uttama. Uttama bhakti, Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada describes, means to serve Krishna favorably, free from materialistic activities, mental speculation, and fruitive activities, serving Krishna favorably as Krishna desires. This is pure devotional service. I may be thinking, well, I want to make this enjoyable for me. I have this tendency, let me use it in Krishna's service. Of course, that's nice. But we serve Krishna according to Krishna's desire. Pure devotional service means serving Krishna favorably according to his desire. This is the teaching of Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhupada. So just like in kirtan, we may be thinking, well, to dance in this way is very pleasurable to me. We were thinking like that. I know Savas was there. I'm thinking Naikatma was also there in 1975 in Chicago. And we were dancing in all kinds of fun ways. Srila Prabhupada was there giving class for the Guru Puja. He was there. Srila Prabhupada stopped the kirtan. Is it right, Savas? And told devotees to dance like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Hands raised, one foot, then the other foot. Devotees were doing the do-si-do and the hula hoop and the, you name it. Having a great time, they thought. But kirtan means dancing and chanting for Krishna means give Krishna pleasure. Serve Krishna favorably as he desires. Another time, we were in Mayapur, I think. Most Prabhupada disciples were there. I think it was 76. And we had come from Chicago with one temple president who was a very formidable kirtan leader. Naikatma, you remember? And we had learned, we had choreographed, he had choreographed us. We weren't necessarily sold on this. He had choreographed kartal playing, cha-ching-ching, cha-ching-ching, and special mridanga, and movement, and dance, and he was singing Sri Guru Charana, and mridanga coming just at the right moment. So he led the Guru Puja. We were there. You were backing him up, Naikatma? I was backing him up. I think I was playing kartals. Cha-ching, ching, cha-ching, ching. About two stanzas into Sri Guru Charana Padma, Srila Prabhupada stopped the kirtan and motioned. There were like 900 devotees there. He stopped the kirtan. The kirtan leader was a little bit devastated. I won't mention who. He told him, move out of the way, and he pointed to Trivikram Swami, who was very simple. You were there also? You were there, but you weren't part of the Chicago kirtan. Kishore Kishori Kirtan. But you remember. And Prabhupada called this Trivikram, who was very plain kirtan. Simple. Not necessarily plain, but simple. And had Trivikram lead instead. One time in 1977, I had the great fortune of serving Srila Prabhupada with Tamal Krishna Goswami, assisting Goswami Maharaj to serve Prabhupada. And it was at night, we were in Srila Prabhupada's quarters, and one devotee, I won't mention his name, I loved his kirtan very much. And he was singing. Beautiful tune. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare. And I was thinking in my mind, this is so beautiful in Vrindavan, in the evening. And he was singing loud in the microphone. And Srila Prabhupada looked up. He wasn't even speaking very much at that time. It was already August, September of 77, just before going to England. Srila Prabhupada said, "Who is that Rakshasa who is chanting? He's thinking my voice is so pretty." I was myself, personally, shocked, because he was my godbrother and Prabhupada just referred to him as a rakshasa because he thought his singing was so pretty. Prabhupada said, "Turn off the microphone." So Tamal Krishna, I can't remember who ran downstairs, and this was a true story. They turned off the microphone. Don't get me wrong. One time, during this same time period, Guru Kripa Maharaj at the time was chanting, and I was fanning Srila Prabhupada in his room. Guru Kripa was one floor above, I believe. Or maybe somewhere in the building in Vrindavan. And you could hear. And he was, as he was chanting, Srila Prabhupada turned and said, "Is that our man?" I said, "Oh yes, Srila Prabhupada, it's Guru Kripa Maharaj. He has his little Nitai Gora." And Prabhupada stopped me, like, shook his head, "Acha." So I ran after my seva to Guru Kripa and told him the story. And he said, "And Prabhupada said, acha?" I said, "Yeah, acha." Prabhupada shook his head and said, "It was like, how did he shake?" I said, "Like this." So Prabhupada loved his devotees' kirtan, but sometimes Prabhupada would stop the kirtan, would stop the dance and instruct us, "This is how you dance. This is how you chant kirtan. Not for your pleasure, for Krishna's pleasure. Krishnanu silanam bhakti uttama." Just like we have the story, everyone knows, of Magrari the hunter. After he had met Narada Muni, Narada came back with another, I think it was Parvat Muni. And when the Magari came to see his guru, he stopped on the road and was moving away the ants. So Parvat Muni asked Narada Muni, "You are here, you are the guru. What is he doing? Something in the sand when he could be personally with you?" And Narada Muni said, "He is following my instructions. He has understood the Vani. And that Vani, I told him not to harm even an ant, so he's clearing the road, not even to harm ants. We were at O'Hare Airport distributing books, and Srila Prabhupada came. I think it was O'Hare. And we saw Srila Prabhupada at the airport. We were distributing books in front of Srila Prabhupada, his books. People were even looking. We'd show them Srila Prabhupada on the page and on, if maybe in the back on some of the books and on the front page. And they looked and they saw the guru and they saw the book with the guru. He was right there. They had such fortune of Vapu. Vapu is fortunate. And Srila Prabhupada went back to the temple to give his arrival address and give his association. But the book distributors, they stayed at the airport to do their seva, because that was our vani. We had instruction to distribute book. And rather than try to enjoy ourselves or just hang out, we stayed at the airport and distributed books. So these two principles one should understand and take very seriously. And also understand that we don't do things just for our personal pleasure. One becomes satisfied by engaging in devotional service. Yayat ma supersedeti. Devotional service is self-satisfying. But we don't try to satisfy ourselves first. We try to satisfy Krishna as he desires. And then we become automatically satisfied. Dhritarashtra was instructed by Vidura how to practice the devotional service. And he remembered the instructions of Vidura. The vani that was given by Vidura. Same thing, this Shankaracharya, he said, ultimately, even he was from the impersonal class, his disciples were saying that they had met one guru who said that grammar, Sanskrit grammar is the most important thing. He responded to them that there is a process. Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda, Bhaja Govinda Mudamate. Just worship Govinda. Worship Govinda, worship Govinda.